Christianity is not a life of struggle. That's why God has given us his grace, so that we enjoy a free flow of his kingdom.
Join Prophet Simon Thomas of Glory Carriers Ministry International as he brings you the divine word of God in its simplicity.
So yesterday we started talking about the Holy Ghost. You love the Holy Spirit? Who says Christianity is boring? Who says? It's not. We're taking over everywhere for Jesus. Every system of the world. Shutting the world upside down. If you are not doing Jesus, you're doing nothing. You know, he said to us in the book of Matthew, he said, if you are not for me, you are the enemy. Can we see that scripture? We see it in the MSG. One, two, read. No, that's not the way conference reading. Everybody do, whoa. All right, let's read. One, two, read. This is war. Life is war, brother. If you are not on God's side, you are the enemy. You. Ask your neighbor, are you on the Lord's side? This neighbor is looking at me. Look at your neighbor. Look at your neighbor. Are you on the Lord's side? What did your neighbor say? Are you on the Lord's army? Are you on the Lord's army?
Yes, sir.
Let me know who went to Sunday school. I will never. For I am on the
Lord's army. Yes, sir.
Hey, there are a lot of children here. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Can you remember those children that started that time? There's one children that started Destiny Kids. Can you remember any of their songs? There are some of you that you don't know this song. But you know, it gets us. They do me. You know that one. There's a problem. You know, a monumental case. You see. Well, you don't know this one. Hallelujah to Jesus. So if you really know this one and don't know that one, it's truly a mental case. It says, this is war and there is no neutral ground. It says, if you are not on my side, you are the enemy. If you are not helping, you are making things worse. Say, I know me, I don't like to go to church too much. I like to go to church, but I don't want to join a department. You are making things. Me, I know they like me, people know say I did go to church too much. I just want to become mild Christian. You are making things. I'm in church, but my departmental meetings, is it necessary that I need to attend? Can't I just be a normal member that will not be in a department? You are making things. You are in a department, you can't be used in the department. They always have problem, one or two problems. Anything, HOD you say, do like, don't enter the relationship. That's the relationship that is sweetening you. You are making things. Why will HOD tell me not to enter? In this church, they don't like people to be entering relationship. We found our love. They will not want us to enter inside relationship with our love. It's so funny. Remember, you are being discipled. It said, go into the world and make disciples from all nations. You know why they are not powerful Christians? Most Christians are not being discipled. They are not following the discipleship process. And Jesus said we should go and make disciples, not just go and preach the gospel. If you hear the gospel and you are not being discipled, you can never become a product of what you are here, of the gospel. I mean, faith cometh by hearing the word. In fact, the Bible said the fivefold are supposed to what? Perfect the saints. We ought to be perfected as a saint, so that we can effectively what? Do the work of the ministry. From God's perspective, everybody seated here should be doing something in church. Everybody's here. You know, the first day of Zoe conference, I saw people plenty coming out from that place, back of this Sheraton. I was telling my boys, I said, this is we'll stop things like this in this place. I said, the next kind of evangelism, we'll go and stand there and be witness. We'll just be talking to them. See, they full church. They will tell you they don't have time, some of them. Their mother told them not to come to church, but their mother allowed them to come to Sheraton. How possible is that? My mother said I should not come to church. See them at Sheraton. They are at the back there enjoying their life. Swimming, playing, eating suya. People really have time. It's just that God has not become their priority. And that is why you've been sent as a child of God. The Bible says, Jesus speaking as the Father sent me, sent are you. You got to go into the world. For some of you, your world is your place of work. For some of you right now, your world is your school, where you are schooling. He said, make disciples from all nations. The word, root word for world there in the Greek simply means the arrangement of the earth, cosmos. The arrangement of the earth. One of the arrangements of the earth is schools. One of the arrangements of the earth is the kind of work you are doing, your office. He said, anywhere you find yourself on the earth, he said, begin to allow God to use you to make disciples from what? All nations. You can be a lawyer and God is using you to win souls. You can be a doctor, God is using you to win souls. You are a BSU student, Uni Agri student, College of Nursing student, God is using you to what? Win souls. Don't just be there. If you are just there, you are the enemy. Papa, things are happening in this world. Why can't God just stop it? He wants to stop it through you. That's why he told you in the beginning that you should have dominion. He wants to have dominion on the earth through you. The call is to bring heaven to the earth. And that's why he gave us the standard of his life, eternal life. Without eternal life, we can never be capacitated to bring the influence of God to the face of the earth. That's why he gave us eternal life. In the beginning, he told us, let us make by our own image. Let them have dominion upon the face of the earth. Total dominion. Total authority. Meaning God wants to rule the earth through man. He wants to rule the earth through man. But of course, not any kind of man. Remember, he told Adam to leave Eden. And he told them to guard the way of the tree of, to the tree of life. Else man will eat from the wrong tree and live forever. Meaning God didn't want man in the wrong state to live forever. It's the kind of man he wants to live forever. A man that's understood eternal life. Are you listening to me? Very important. He wants such a man to live forever. And reign upon the face of the earth. Meaning God wants to reign through man. Little wonder when he created everything. The Bible says he brought everything to Adam and to see what Adam would call them. Meaning God had names for them. There was a software in Adam. He had programmed Adam to be able to name all of these animals. And the Bible says whatever name Adam called these animals were their names. I told church here before. I said the reason why God had to allow Adam to call nameless animals is because if you name any animal or anything upon the face of the earth, you have authority over that thing. It is through us God wants to have authority. So God wants to speak to the animals through us. He wants to touch the earth through us. Are you forgetting what I'm trying to say? He wants to change situation through us. Little wonder he tells us in the book of Matthew to heal the sick. Little wonder he says raise the dead. How many of you want to raise the dead in this place? You see, some people don't want to raise the dead. I say, how many of you want to raise the dead in this place? To cleanse the lepers. To lay hands on anybody and they recover. But you see, there's a limitation. And the only limitation is Satan through the flesh. Satan cannot come to you. He initiates wrong thoughts in your heart. That's how he comes to you. The Bible said the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through God to pulling down strongholds. In 2 Corinthians 10, the Bible said, we don't fight against flesh and what? Blood. But against what? Principalities and what? Powers in high places. But how do we fight them? Through their thoughts. They send thoughts. As powerful as Satan seems to be, the only way he fights you is through his lie prevailing in your life. If Satan's lie is not working in your soul, he can never subject you. So as powerful as you may think Satan is, of course he's not powerful. But as powerful as you imagine him to be, he can never force you to do a wrong thing. He has to first deceive you. He's a deceiver. He will send a wrong thought in your heart. If you believe his wrong thought, then he subjects you to that wrong thought. Are you listening to me tonight? But if you don't believe his lies, he can never subject you. That's why in verse 5 of 2 Corinthians 10, the Bible says, bringing every thought that seems to raise itself above the knowledge of Christ in subjection to the obedience of the Christ. So if you know the word of God, you can subject every wrong ideology that's not God's word. Because every other wrong ideology has a source. What's the source? Principalities and what? Powers. So you think it's a nice idea that it just coming into your mind. There's no neutral ground. It is either coming from light or what? Darkness. Why am I feeling like eating that meat in the pot that is not my own? From darkness. Why do I feel like I just see a lady and immediately you just see a lady and S3 happen? Or when you see a man and S3 happen, you are seeing into the third heavens. Satan. He begins to help your imagination to see things, wrong things, dark things, useless things, unnecessary things. Firstly, you imagine the sin. Then he now pushes you to go and do it. You see? But if you subject his lie, wherever he is, their hands, all the demons, their hands are what? Tied. They cannot do anything. But if you begin to, you know, when they initiate a thought in your heart and you begin to believe it, when you are giving in to the thoughts, you are making them what? Powerful over you. The Bible says this. It is not what goeth into the heart of a man that makes him unclean. It is what? Goes out from the heart of a man. Meaning, Satan is permitted to initiate wrong thoughts, but the thoughts are not permitted to what? Prevail. As you are leaving this church full of the Holy Spirit, he will inspire you. He will inspire a wrong sin in your heart. He will inspire a wrong idea in your heart, but you refuse it. In the name of Jesus, I refuse it. See, as plenty as we are inside this place and outside, let me tell you, the only people God can use are those that are ready to be discipled by the Holy Ghost. They are the ones that this dominion mandate can be fulfilled through their lives. You see that? So you got to understand the word. Remember what we said yesterday. The Holy Ghost is a pledge. The pledge that God made in order that the purchased possession for you becomes your reality finally. Everything he has done for you on Calvary can never become your own except you are full of the Holy Spirit, because that's God's pledge. He said, I want all of you to come into this reality, so take the Holy Ghost. So if you don't have the Holy Spirit, there is no way you enter into this reality. This eternal life reality, and fulfill God's mandate, a kingdom, dominion. He can't rule on the earth through your life. It's not possible. Are you listening to me? So somebody said, I want God to use me mildly in tech. If God must use you mildly in tech, or he must use you mildly in medicine, you need to work with the Holy Spirit. That's how he makes you. That's how he gets you capacitated with eternal life that he won on Calvary for you, so that you are he's able to rule the earth through your life, through your beautiful life right now. But if you allow Satan to mess your life, God cannot use you, but he loves you. He loves you, but he can't use you. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? You know, it's possible for God to love somebody and not be able to use the person. Just like our fathers, they have children. They love all their children, but they can't use all the children. They use some children for other things and some for what? Other things. I was sharing a story with my wife, wanted to get a property for someone, and the papers he had was with his daughter. The daughter was married already, but he kept everything with the daughter. He said, Pastor, somebody just told me, Pastor, he's delaying you because he kept all his property and papers with his daughter. That's the only person he trusts. I said, you see, he has plenty of children, but he trusts only one daughter. That the boys, they fight very well. In fact, he doesn't trust any of them. You see that? So the father loves all the children, but he cannot use all the children for every function. That's how it is with God. In an NIV rendition of 2 Timothy, he said, in a great house, there are what? Many vessels. He said, some are for common use. He said, others are for what? Special use. He said, but you can determine it. You can determine your use. You can determine your use. Whether common or special, He said, if you purge yourself from the letter, that's where discipleship comes in. Purge yourself from the letter. And how do you purge yourself? By sitting under the ministry of the Holy Spirit. Everything the Holy Spirit has kept in order for you to be fortified upon the face of the earth, you must embrace it. One of the things is the church, the local church. Paul, speaking about the office of a pastor, he said, all scriptures are given by inspiration of the Holy Spirit. For what? Doctrine. Secondly, he said, for what? Reproach. For what? Let me see in the under rendition you just left. Give me the former rendition you just left. All right, let's read together. He said, all scripture is God-breathed, and it's useful for what? Teaching. For what? Rebuking. For what? Correcting. And what? Training in righteousness. Now let me have it in the NKJV rendition. So you see how they substitute training for another thing. He said, all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for what? Doctrine. Sometimes when you are getting discipled, don't be thinking the people discipling you have problem. They don't have problem. Instead of fighting them, fight the scripture. Because this is their database. This is what they are using to train you. They will use the word of God firstly to give you doctrine. When it seems like you are not following the doctrine, what would they do? Reproof. The next thing, what? They correct you. What you did is wrong. Is that feeling bad? They are shouting for me. No. Do they correct? Sometimes you can correct by raising your voice. In fact, the other rendition says rebuke. In other words, sometimes your HOD can tell you, my friend, keep quiet. That's very wrong of you. And you feel bad. And it's okay. Else the Bible says, finally, God cannot use you for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. NIV called it training in righteousness. Meaning instruction is part of the training. Are you listening to me? By 4 p.m. be in church and be doing this already in church. That's an instruction. And it's part of training. Are you listening to me? You know one beautiful thing with this God? You cannot disobey the person he sends to you and go and worship him. And he will give you right hand of fellowship. He sends somebody to instruct you. You disobey that person, then you go directly to him and say, God, all of these people don't understand us. We have a personal relationship. You are deceiving yourself. He said, if you cannot love human beings that you see, is it me you have not seen that you are claiming to love? He said, love your neighbors as yourself. He said, is it me you are claiming to love? Now, substitute love there for another thing. If you cannot listen to my instructions through human beings, is it my own personal instruction you want to listen to? That's how you see God. Let this paint a picture about God in your heart. Are you listening to me? There are some people who disobey God. See, forget that this thing is not sounding powerful. It's very powerful for you. I'm telling you the truth. I've grown beyond trying to impress people with Rhema. I can be quoting Rhema here, you'll be shouting, but I've grown beyond that. I want to give you what you need. Are you listening to me? What you need. A lot of people don't know this. The Bible says obedience is better than sacrifice. And that there are little foxes that would spoil the vine. You can't pass God through. You know, he keeps somebody over you. You disobey him. Disobey the people. Then you go to him directly. It's not possible. Samuel spoke a word for God. When the king did not listen and do his mind, what happened to the king? He said, now you've lost your throne. He said, now today you have lost your throne. It happened immediately. He lost it. He then told him, for obedience is better than what? Sacrifice. I was doing the scripture here for leaders. I said, it looks justified for the king to behave like that. You know why? Samuel put a meeting by 9 p.m. He came by 12 midnight. King was waiting for Samuel. And of course, we were inspiring the king. A whole king. President of a nation. Waiting for one man. For what? Igwe. As they were shouting, he couldn't bear it. See his excuse. He says, it's the people that say we should sacrifice it. It's the people. Not knowing one with God is majority. He said, why are you doing church too much? You are going to church. Somebody is just controlling you in church. Look at the next part of scripture. It says, instruction for righteousness till the man of God may be what? Complete. Thoroughly equipped for every good work. See, this is how you get purged. If you don't submit yourself to the dealings of the Holy Spirit through the men He has put over your life to disciple you, you can never be thoroughly equipped for every good work. God will not see you qualified for His assignment. I've told several young men, most times when they come around, I say, who are you submitted to? I say, hold who you are submitted to very well. I always tell young ministers, I say, don't think you can just come out. You know, these days I hear men of God just come out, some young ministers like myself, and they are telling people, I've left the clan, I've left the group, I've left this one. It's indiscipline. We're talking to a friend this morning, we're talking to ourselves, and we said, it's because of wrong training. They've not been discipled rightly. My spiritual father is in heaven today. He's late, many years ago. But he knows that this kind of thing can never come to our mind. It can never. Years ago, Apostle Kola called me to come to his church that joined my wedding. He called me to come. I never went there when my spiritual father was alive. You know why? We always had meetings. I couldn't even imagine myself going anywhere. Coupled with the fact he told me, he said, don't go anywhere until I tell you to go. I never went anywhere. I was in Kaduna for years. He used to hear about, we used to see ourselves once in a while. Those days he was in Kumimashi. If you observe, I was not going anywhere. He said to me one time when he came here, I said, I never knew you do things like this. You were just always quiet in Kaduna, just moving. Nobody knew me. But I knew the word of God even at that time. Are you listening to me? Why, I was instructed not to go anywhere. That was a simple instruction. So I was not everywhere. Because I was instructed not to go everywhere. Not even relationship. He is here. He would tell you people, nobody knows me with a lady in Kurmimashi. That's where he stayed. Even in the barrack, do you hear that I date anybody? Thank God I have somebody that grew where I grew. I'm not trying to hype myself and say because I did not date, I'm the best. No, that's not what I'm trying to say. Are you listening to me? Just not because I didn't have the tendencies to be foolish. Let me not deceive you. I had it too. You think that my eyes are blind? I see fine girls and I acknowledge they are fine. In fact, I don't only acknowledge, I tell them, I acknowledge that you are fine. Then we will chat small. I will say, fine girl, you are very fine. The handmaid of the Lord. The only thing I did not say is, let it be done to me according to the word of God. I didn't add that one. But I will acknowledge. I had a friend that taught me how to acknowledge. Sometimes with tongues. Ribo kusubagaya. You are very beautiful. What God has done on you, no man can deny the wonders of God. He taught me. But when we are done, you see us, you will say, don't look back. I will say, don't look back, don't look back, don't look back, don't look back, don't look back. You will change to salt, you will change. That's how we trained ourselves. We will tell the lady how beautiful. We are not collecting number. We are going revival. I had the tendencies. You know, one time I was talking to a lady on to go, telling her some beautiful things. She was just aligning. She was just laughing and telling me she agrees to the beautiful things. And my spiritual father just plays a call. Simon, where are you? Sir, I'm in my room, sir. What are you doing? Sir, I'm just in my room. What are you doing? Sir, I'm just seated on my bed. I'm just pressing my phone, sir. What are you pressing in your phone? I sense something. Something is not right. Something is not right. What are you doing? Sir, I'm not doing anything. So you can lie to me now. I'm sorry, sir. I'm just talking to a lady. Just that lady, that the one you want me about. The other. So you are talking to her. What are you telling her? Nothing, sir. Nothing? He said, do you want God to use you? I said, yes, sir. He said, block her now. Else you will not go anywhere. I knelt down and said, I'm sorry, sir. I said, sorry for yourself. Block her now. Do you know that that's how me and that lady stopped talking? You are just chatting with somebody and they just block you. They just delete you. How will you feel? Till I left the barrack, we never greeted each other. We just see each other from far. Just feel like we did not see anybody. Because I blocked her. That was wickedness. But I had to obey my spiritual father. That's why you see, I do it to young men and I don't feel bad. Sometimes somebody will come to my house. Many people cried in my room. Many people cried in my house. Many boys in this church. So I want to go and clean pastor's house. They are cleaning. I'll just come to the parlor. How are you? Fine. What's your name? Take for instance, you hear or chair, you hear this, you hear that. How long have you been in church? 2 months, sir. 3 months, sir. 1 year, sir. Okay, okay. Are you in a relationship? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You want to explain how beautiful the relationship is? Break up. Sir, I was trying to... Where did you know this lady? Sir, before when I became born again, then the Lord did not show you, brother. Break up now. Yes, sir. Sir, you mean now? I said, yes, you can keep the broom, break up, continue. I'm in the kitchen. You see tears on the ground. Tears. Tears. People have cried in that house. One came to me when I said break up. He said, sir, the lady is a good girl. I said, it does not matter. Are you not a good boy too? Break up. And you know what pained that young man? I say, apologize for your sins. Meaning, tell her you were stupid for asking her out. You didn't know what you were doing. And you apologize. May God help her to meet her husband in the future. God bless her. Then you end the call, block her number, just delete the number. And we will know what to do from there. He started crying. He started crying. Sir, please. Sir, please. I said, please to break off. It's very hard. But that's called what? Discipleship. I've had a lot of people cry. Discipleship is not easy. I'm telling you, it means the man of God will look at you, think of what is best for you as inspired by the Holy Spirit, and instruct you towards it. But it's in a generation that people don't want to hear anybody. It will be hard for you to be discipled. They think God can speak to them personally. God is not an author of confusion. Think about it. Picture God for a moment. That God will just be inspiring you to be stupid, to leave the place of authority, to leave leadership. No, that's not the God I know. Many people in scripture who did wonders for God, they always followed God through people carefully, closely. Think about anybody's name. Call anybody's name you want to call. Call any name. If you say Joshua, who do we call? Moses. If you say Elisha, who do we call? Elijah. Call the names. If you say Timothy, if you say Titus, if you say the 12, Jesus, there's always somebody who would disciple them. Why do you think your own case will be different? It's not possible. Do you think it's a coincidence that you are seated in church, listening to your HOD, your leader, and he looks at only you and miss 30, 40 people and say, are you in a relationship? Say, yes, sir. Why do you think that that's a mistake? Where did you enter the relationship? Sir, I entered, you are taking time to explain. You thought it's something beautiful. I entered, 2 years-ish. Back, 2 years-ish. Were you not born again last year? Yes, sir. That means you entered before you became born again. Yes, sir. So I was going to come and meet you to ask you if this was... No. There is nothing to debate here. If you entered while you were in darkness, you don't know what you are doing. So you can break up now. Sir, you mean I should just break up everything I've built for years? Yes, sir. Have you heard people that ask that kind of question? Sir, we're not born again. Then we now became born again together the same day. We attended a service and the Lord touched two of us the same day. So we're in darkness. Can we continue this thing in light? The simple logical answer is what? No. And you say discipleship is wonderful. As I say this thing, and some people who have this experience will be like, I disagree with you. You don't need to disagree with me. And that's why you need to be discipled. If not, you'll be disagreeing with everybody. It's the one you agree with that you shout, my pastor, make una see my pastor. God bless my pastor. Because you agree with that person. You are now with what? Itchy ears. Looking for somebody to say your mind. And you got to understand, there are a lot of untrained popular people. Untrained what? Popular people. Who will initiate wrong ideas for Satan. They will say stupid things. You'll not be feeling excited. I have consolation now. Me and that man of God agree together. It's a matter of time. It's a matter of time. Time is a revealer. If you want God to use you, accept that part of discipleship. Accept it. I was teaching my guys one time here. I said, you see young people, before you know, they break out from a church. They are going to have special small groups. The church where you are, have you finished serving properly? Has God cursed your pastor? So, you are in a church. You break up from the church. You now call your small group of prayer revivalists. You're thinking your pastor is fighting you. Like one time we're talking about one, they call themselves gems, fire gems, something like that. I can't even remember the name. Now your church have a meeting by 6 p.m. Fire gems have a meeting by 6 p.m. Who will you listen to? You can serve what? Two masters. God is not an author of what? Confusion. Before you know, head of prayer, head of the fire gems, I fall in love. The power of a fine boy, we don't know the limits. You see, most of these spiritual sisters, you think they don't fall in love. It will shock you. Fire gem is deep in love. I told you a story one time, it was all over the internet. Firebrand lady, she does this purity something. Go to secondary school and do purity something like that. She had a spiritual father who taught her about the word, taught her God's word, and permitted her to be doing an outreach for younger people in secondary schools. Sent her to be doing it. And she was getting influential with secondary school students, very influential. And this apostle somewhere who had married before, left the family, came to another city and was doing ministry, saw her. And fell in love with her. Of course, not in love. He wanted to finish her. He did not ask her out. You know, most of these liars know how to behave like good people. When you want to know somebody that is proud, it's somebody that will come to you and be bowing his head. You just, I celebrate you, sir. Like, a lot of times, you can just tell some, there's a problem here. Yeah, a few of them are genuine. Proud people know how to act humble. That's why I don't joke with people that they are themselves. If you see somebody that is himself or herself, get excited. Don't feel bad. You can even work on those people and just arrange them easily than those who are pretending. He came and started telling her how beautiful things about her, how that God is using her, and he appreciates the grace of God on her life. A few times he will send money to support the work of the ministry. She didn't see him coming as any threat. He was just neutral. I just want to celebrate the grace of God upon your life. You are such a blessing to our generation. Please, can I just honor you with a seed for your work? She will send account number. He will fire 100K, 200K. It is her that started falling in love. They have not told her anything. She was already in love. Small. Says a man, when she saw the way he will now post picture, he sees that she is loving the picture. Not like, love. Apostle with children, wife, the lady fell in love. Before he finished saying I love you, she said I love you, pass. That's how everything started. Spiritual father begged her not to enter. Said, wait. She did not hear. She entered. She now thinks spiritual father now is enemy. Spiritual father will call her now and she's not picking call. Satan Puritan started visiting man's house. And the worst, think about the worst in your head, it happened several times. Now she says, if you love me, let's go and see my spiritual father. He said, for what? I'm an apostle. He's an apostle. What is the difference? That's how she refused. Every time you bring the idea, he will refuse. One day the spiritual father went to her. Inside her house, she was crying and rolling on the ground. She had made several mistakes. She can't go for outreach again. She has been deceived, scattered. And he held her hand and said, my daughter, I warned you. I warned you. Spoke life into her. Spoke strength into her. She stood up again. Went to the man. Said, I've made the mistake, but God has forgiven me. Blah, 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 blah. Do you know after a while, the news spread out. The man was married. She came back to spiritual father crying. If she had listened, would she make that kind of mistake? No. Now God has forgiven her, but it's difficult for her now to what? Forgive herself. You see, we have worked with God. Some of us have made mistakes. And that's why we instruct you. The Bible says, he that likes instruction, love instruction, loves knowledge. Instruction is a function of knowledge. When we say, don't do this, it's because of something we know. If you want God to use you, submit yourself for discipleship. Is it this Zoe we spoke about the last 2 days? It can never work in you. Say, I don't collect my Holy Spirit and they go. No. Firstly, you can't do it without the church. You can't do it without the structures in the church. The fivefold ministry, the Bible says, are given to us for what? As a gift for what? The perfecting of what? The saints. So that the saints will do what? The work of the ministry for the edifying of the body of Christ. How do we explain this enough? How do we explain it enough to you? That's why the Bible says, it is good that we come to the assembling of the brethren. Assembling. You come to church, you are fortified. They now give you a specific function. You are doing your own, that person is doing his own. Together, we are shifting darkness out from the city. But when we give instruction, you are doing your mind. They say, go and do discipleship there. Go and start a cell there. You want to go and have concert. Not because, why will you prefer concert to a cell? If I want to train singers, most time I tell them to go and do cell. Because they will never know God until they do cells. It is easy to start concert. Just carry 100,000 and rent sound. That's all. Then you will sing and cry and think you love God. Until you start a cell. You go first day, nobody comes. You pray in tongues. Now, if they beg you to charge, you can't charge. Because you came, nobody. You now know what it means for a pastor to gather people together. I thought this thing was easy. I invited everybody. I shared letters. I even reminded them 2 minutes to the meeting. Only me, oxygen, and the chairs. Now you'll be praying and praying and praying for people to come. When one person comes, now you can't joke with the one person. You are paying close attention. You will teach one person like 20 people. Next week, 5 will come. You will kneel down and start crying to God. What the Lord has done for me. That is why when they say, we are inviting you to Sokoto, for instance, or Lagos to go and sing, you don't know how to charge. You understand what it means to gather people, talk less of them to give. Because you now that have 5 people, can you even take offering in that cell? They'll change their mind. Okay, we even came. He's not telling us to. You see that? You understand what it means for somebody to raise a work that is strong. That's why you can't charge anyhow. Are you listening to me? But if you are not trained at all, you'll be charging that. I want you to. I'm charging $5,000, $10,000. I and my team are coming. Because you don't know anything about ministry. That's why you see, when we're inviting pastors, it's even easier than inviting singers a lot of times. Because most of them were not trained properly. For me here, most of the singers I'm raising here, most of them, some of them have given themselves. Some of them have forgotten the cell. I don't even know whether they still remember the cell. But they'll still go back to the cell. If you like, let that cell be your cell. No problem. But you must finish what you have started. You must know God. Some of you, some people have begged me not to do cell. Like Miriam. She has cried. They have come hand one. And they begged me that pastor close her cell. I said, I will not close the cell. Say, pastor, change our location for cell. I said, I'm not changing. When you say you don't like a location, I like the location. That's what will make you strong. So the people there, they don't speak English. That's where I like. You will teach them word of God and English.
Yes, sir.
So you want to go to where people speak English. The ones that don't know English, you will teach them the Bible. If you need an interpreter, you must win. Go and win the soul of an interpreter. So that in yourself now you say, Jesus will say, Yesu has come. Ava.
Yes, sir.
He will enter your heart. He will enter your heart.
Yes.
Hallelujah to Jesus. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Even if you need an interpreter, get an interpreter. We're in a generation that people like fancy ministry. Abuja, London. The Lord opened a door for us in UK. What of the ones in Okpoga? God is never opening door. It's not door. That one is mission. I went for mission work in Okboga. But UK is a door of ministry was open. Are you seeing what is happening in the generation? How can we change the world with that kind of mindset? I heard a pastor saying that me, God did not call me for local ministry. I just raised my hand and said, villager, now we got called for local ministry. Say me, God called me to do churches in cities. Who will agree that God called him to do churches in villages before? That's a wrong voice speaking. He did not hear God. He said, go into the world and make. Did he say go into the world? City. He said, start from Jerusalem. Jerusalem is Makodi. Judea is Ikpayongo. Okpoga. Okpoku. Zakipiam. Okbadigbo. Ado. That's what we call Judea. Your surrounding environment. He said, then to the uttermost part of the earth. Before you start talking of Lagos, Abuja, and Johannesburg. But you leave Nigeria. I was telling a friend, I said, it's suspicious to see that people want to always open branch. In UK, without opening a local government. Remember what I said. If it's UK, it's a door of ministry as we open. If it's Okpoga, it's mission. We went to Okpoga for mission. It was not easy. One time I saw somebody spreading flyer and telling people that he's coming to UK. He's ready to be booked. I was smiling. I said, this is not the ministry that Jesus gave us. This is not the ministry that the apostles gave us. Paul will hear that they are killing in a particular city. He will dress himself up and be entering that city. What? Firstly, he had been fortified. He's not scared. He said, when you are not really trained, you can't go for missions. Let me say it the way they call it. You can't. Or say, go to Ikpayongo, you start crying or writing your last wish. I may die. I don't know if I will come back. In fact, is it not when you even agree to go? Some will just block number of pastor, block number of HODs. They sense the call of God. They feel like their time in the church is over. Thank you for all you have done for me, prophet. I can never forget you in a hurry. But I think the next chapter of my ministry, God is beckoning on me. So I move, sir. We'll meet up there till Jesus come. Why? You have promoted them to Oju. And as they are traveling by the road, they are wondering, Fulani, this one, that one. Remember I shared a story for you people here. My friend in Maiduguri left USA, representing Nigeria for a particular spot. God told him why he was representing Nigeria. Go to Maiduguri. I have called you for mission work. He dropped everything and went to Maiduguri. He said, pastor, here in Maiduguri, the only person I have here is just myself, my things. My boy is schooling in Abuja. And he always comes to break with me in Maiduguri. We'll try and fly him to Abuja every time he comes. Pastor, I'm not a poor man. See, as we are talking, I did not ask you for seed. I'm not a poor man. I have money. I have businesses running, but the Lord said I should come here and serve him. I've won over 500 Muslims. My mouth was just open like this. I said, say again. He said, I've won over 500. I've discipled them through Equa discipleship. That's why they fight all of these Equas you are seeing. You see, we talk down these churches. They are doing great works, some of them. He said, they've been discipled there. That is why they target them very well. When we win their souls, we take them there. He now mentioned a few names on Facebook. I will not mention them. He said he has personally discipled those people. I checked the guys. They are now evangelists. Some of them are pastors. You know, some Fulani pastors you see. Some Muslim pastors you see recently. They are the ones doing that great work. They are in bush. While we're talking, he started coughing. I said, what's wrong with you? He said, it's something like TB. They told me, but I've been praying and I'm taking a few drugs. I'm sure it will go soon. I said, sir, will you not go to hospital? He said, which hospital will I go to here? He said, I just sent messages somewhere. They sent me drugs and I think it will go. I've been praying about it. You see that? Such a man has been greatly discipled. This is a man like Paul. The only person in scripture who can use to talk about this man is Paul. Paul heard they are killing in the city. People begged Paul not to go. While they were crying, Agabus came and said, I see, Paul, you die. When he was done, Paul said, thank you very much. But if I don't go, who will go? He said, I'm a life spent for the gospel. I'm a life. You are in PS, you are not winning souls. You are not making Paul proud. You are not making Jesus proud. If Paul could win souls in dangerous cities, you are here. Nobody is stopping you. Are you listening to me, people of God? After such a service, you should go back and make sure your campus is on fire. Your place of work is on fire. He said, I'm a life spent for the gospel. If you have not been discipled, you cannot talk like this. So I've been spent for the gospel. Glory to God forevermore. Hallelujah to Jesus. Spent for the gospel. Why he had been discipled? Remember when God encountered him, he led him to somebody to train him. He didn't just say, Paul, go and preach. He led him blindly to somebody. But the person saw him. He said, I saw you blind. The Lord told me this, blah, blah, blah. Now receive your sight. Training started. They didn't tell Paul to go and start preaching. He was trained first. Before he started preaching, the disciples, when Jesus resurrected, did he say, go and preach? He trained them for how many days? 40 days. Teaching them on the kingdom. Then he released them to go and preach. Why do you think you can do it without training? And do you know some of the problem of our generation? The problem of our generation is that we leave the gospel because we think sometimes it sounds too basic. If you look at 2 Corinthians 3, the Bible speaks about the simplicity of the gospel. Take for instance now, you are listening to me. Some of you may think I'm saying very basic things until you go home to think about it. It is called the gift of utterance. That we can say big things with very, easygoing words. That will make you feel like the deep things are not deep, they are rather shallow. Are you able to get what I'm trying to say? And because of that, some people will think I need to hear deeper things to touch this God. They'll say, what are the deeper things? He said, I need mantles. Mantles are falling to the church once again. Deborahs are rising from the church once again. I told my guys, I said, off that song. That's not what we need. He said, all men born of women, none is greater than John the Baptist. He said, but the least in the kingdom. What we can do on the earth, Elijah cannot do. Let me tell you, the only reason you may not be seeing a manifestation, nobody is believing Elijah, is because most of the times you are looking up to wrong things. The Bible did not say look up to everything. It said looking up to what? Jesus. Not mantles. Mantles cannot change the world. Only Jesus can change the world. He is the answer for the world today. Remember, the beginning line of this journey is Christ. The ending line of this journey is what? Jesus, the word, author and what? Finisher of our faith. Any mantle is just within. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? You reach a mantle, you pass the mantle to the finishing line. If you stop at the mantle, you'll be limited. In Christ, you don't seek mantles. You have entered into your rest. Are you listening to me? But you see, many people like these kind of things. Mantles, and they are looking for mantles. You cannot be looking for mantles and Christ at the same time. You ought to choose one thing to follow. We thank God for our fathers of faith. They did great things. But if you look at the scripture, there was a time there was what? Moses and what? The prophet Elijah by the side. A voice came from heaven to respond to the wrong ideology of Peter. God does not speak anyhow. God cannot say, he can't just say rubbish. It must be because he is responding to the wrong ideology that is in the heart of Peter. He said, let us build three tents. One for Moses, one for Jesus, one for Elijah. In the heart of God, he understood what Peter was thinking in his heart. More like tent is a place where you go to inquire things in the Old Testament, where prophets sit down. So it's like, let's create for these three prophets. Meaning he was thinking Jesus was a prophet like what? Moses and what? Elijah. And God said, no, that's not it. And he responded from heaven. He responded from heaven. He said, this is my son in whom I am well pleased. I found full expression through Christ Jesus. He said, listen to him. Listen to him. The Bible says in the book of Hebrews 1:1, he said, in diverse ways by prophet in the Old Testament, God tried making some expression. He tried communicating. But the Bible says, in Jesus, he has finished speaking. Is it verse 2? Has in these last days spoken to us by his what? Son. When we say spoken, what do we mean? If I say, prince have spoken, what do I mean? Prince has what? Finished speaking. In Christ, God has finished making, expressing himself. That's why the Bible says you are complete in Christ, not lacking what? Anything. How can you be in the New Testament? Meanwhile, the Bible said that if the ministry of the righteous of condemnation was glorious, the ministry of the righteous excels in glory. And you are still emphasizing the ministry of condemnation. It is because you think there's nothing in the ministry of the righteous. Listen to me, there's something. And that's one point I want to hit. Do you know why it seems like we're not seeing power in the new creation church? Let me explain to you for a moment. The Bible says, eyes have not what? Ears have not what? It has not entered what? The heart of men. What God has prepared for us that love him. Listen, he did not say he prepared for just Christians. He said for Christians that love him. Now he said in his word, if you love me, you will what? Keep my commandment. Who are the people that love God? Those that live by his word. For as many as are led by the Spirit, Romans 8 and 14, they are what? The sons of God. Meaning God affirms sonship through obedience. So that simply means that what God has, what eyes have not seen and ears have not heard and has not entered the hearts of men that God has prepared is for the people that keep his word. For the people that what? Obey him. And so I stand today to tell you, you will never see the New Testament power until we walk in total purity, total obedience to the Lord. There is a wrong ideology in this New Testament generation suggesting that a Christian can be living in sin and righteousness at the same time. It's not possible. As long as we are thinking like that, we will never see the power of God. What eyes have not seen, what ears have not heard, what has not entered the heart of men is not for people that sin and sin and sin and are saying that whatever we do in the flesh does not matter. Listen, God is not a wicked father. For everything he tells you to do, he has already capacitated you to do it. He said in 1 John 5 and 3, he said, my commandments are not difficult to obey in the Amplified rendition. If they are not difficult to obey, whose report shall we believe? A preacher's report or God? What did he say about his yoke and burdens? He said, my yoke are what? And my burdens are what? If he said to obey me, it's not hard. It is not hard. Who is telling you that serving God is hard? It doesn't matter the countenance of that preacher, whether they are crying or not. No matter how they are expressing it, to serve God is not difficult. He said it. He said, my yoke is what? My burden is what? Light. Let nobody deceive you. God is not a burden. If you serve God, he will make you cry and make you regret. No, it's not true. It is when you disobey, you will face plenty consequences. The children of Israel were in the wilderness for 40 years. It took a lot of time because they were not ready to change. But if today you submit your heart to the Lord, if you harden not your heart, you submit it, you will have a smooth ride in this Christianity. Everything will be working perfectly. It will be working nicely. Are you listening to me? Because a lot of times God said, come like this. You are going like this. He will still be following you. When you make the mistake, he will not teach you. Somehow inspire you to turn back and come here. And start going like what? Like this again. You see that? So for you to turn and come back like this and start coming back like this, will it not take time? But if you listen to the Holy Spirit, will you go through that kind of stress? No. He will never leave nor forsake you. His duty is to make sure that everything God has done becomes your reality. The root word for the word seal that I quoted in Ephesians 1, 13 and 14 yesterday, that the Holy Spirit is a seal. The root word means a pledge. A pledge that cannot be. Let me even just give you the word, all right? Instead of just speaking about it, it will be beautiful if you know the root word, isn't it? So you just hear the root word and we'll just say one or two things and we're out from here. All right, the root word is arhabon, A-R-R-H-A-B-O-N, a legal term meaning a non-refundable down payment that legally binds the payer to complete the full transaction. Meaning, as long as God has blessed the Holy Spirit in your life, he cannot change his mind. That's why he said, I will never leave nor what? Forsake you. Eternally, the Holy Spirit is committed to making sure that you come back to God. If you have him on your inside, he will never leave nor forsake you. You are going to any dark part of the world, he's following you. That's how much God loves you. But you see, except you are sensitive to the voice of the Holy Ghost and hear him, he cannot do anything in your life. Meanwhile, he will just be following you and be going. The day you are ready to come back to him, he will hug you and start bringing you back to the right path. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? But discipleship will cut the journey. If you are able to listen, it will cut the journey. Somebody who has suffered and suffered all of these things will sit down and tell you, that lady you are liking is not. Say, but pastor, I heard God. He shouted, my brother, calm down. We know what we are telling you, what we have touched, what we have handled, we are giving unto you. Don't. You know, years ago, I was teaching somewhere and I said, what Moses heard at the top of the mountain as a voice of an angel. You know, at the base, Aaron heard sounds of thunder. Sounds of thunder. What Moses was hearing literally, he was hearing sounds of thunder. Now imagine they come to the ground now. They want to talk. And Moses is telling Aaron, well, the Lord said this to me through the ministry of an angel. He said this. And Aaron is like, no, I heard sound of thunder. The Lord wants us to go and fight war. And Moses is like, no, that sound thunder you are hearing, this is what he meant in the realm of the spirit. And let's say Aaron was arguing, no, no, sir. The Lord told me to be your prophet. Thunder means war. Let's go and fight. Moses is like, no. That's what happens sometimes in discipleship. What you are hearing as love, 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 if we interpret it to you, it does not mean love. Do you know that as a young man that you are, take for instance, let me have come. You see how you are very young and handsome. God can use this man now. In God's heart, he doesn't think that a man should have a problem raising ladies. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? So he has over 30 ladies in his congregation and 12 boys in the congregation. And let's say 20 are liking him. Now, God trusts this man so much. He has capacitated this man so much to be able to raise all of them equally without thinking any rubbish. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to explain to you? Now, one is being so kind to you, extraordinarily kind to you. All right? Let's say, for instance, that's why you have to really disciple even pastors. I know a pastor that was eating food anyhow. I had to warn him. When he stopped eating the food now, there was a problem. It was too late. Anytime the lady brings food, he will eat. Anytime she brings food, he will eat. He now told her, listen, I want to stop eating the food. She now became offended. She left the church. You see that? Meaning she was giving that food with a purpose. The gift of a man maketh what? Way for him. In other words, as you are eating my food, just be preparing your mind, though. You are my own. You are not going anywhere. The day he refused that food, there was a problem. As I raise pastors, I tell them, after church, no lady should hold your Bible. It's discipleship. They are here. They can bear witness. Don't carry any lady you have not married to any program. You see young ministers carrying their babe to program. Their babe, and I'm not holding you. I don't know. I rebuke that thought in the name of Jesus. They are carrying their babe to a program, for instance. Alright? You are a man, so day or day. And you see them, you know, they just want to feel among, they are coming with their mama. What if God wants to catch you and break up? Well, pictures are everywhere. Have you seen anybody in that situation? You've dressed to match and all that, and they now marry your wife. So your best friend, those who are wicked friends, will now be sending you the pictures. They see you and Ngozi, we think we're not going to marry you. You don't want to be there. I'm one of those kind of friends. Me, I will send it to you. In God's heart, he feels that Benjamin should pastor all these ladies. He's not expecting Benjamin to lure another one of the ladies and say, I like you, talk your own. He wants Benjamin to raise all of the women. But if you are not capacitated, if you are not discipled as a pastor, when you see 30 ladies, your spec and more in the congregation, all of them are your spec, except 10. Your life is finished. You'll be discipling them to your room. You see, that's where problem comes in now. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? But if you have been totally drained, you've been trained very well, that cannot happen. So I told them, I said, if you are going to minister, don't allow any girl come and hold your Bible after ministration. When you go there, go out. Nobody will say, Papa, can I help you hold the Bible? Don't allow it. Don't allow it. Say, Mama, please don't hold the Bible for me. Thank you very much. Don't allow any girl escort you. I told them. After ministration, as you are greeting them, you say, no, please, you don't have to follow me. The Lord is speaking to me now. Run away for your life. Let no lady be looking at another. You know, those days on campus, I told you this morning in our family meeting, there was this lady that used to hold our pulpit. So set of ladies were jealous in the lady. In other words, because she's more special in that she holds our pulpit, that foldable pulpit. So one of those days she came to me and said, sir, some ladies are not happy with me that you prefer me because you prefer me as one of the most important ladies in this church because I'm holding the pulpit and the offerings. I just look at her. I said, really? She said, yes. I said, Pastor Emma, you will judge this case for me, all right? That's how I left them with Pastor Emma. Do you know the two sets stopped coming to church? The one that was having problem, the one complaining, they stopped coming to church. Coupled with the fact that they called me to come and do me a egusi soup. So we bought the egusi and the rest. We want to just come and cook for you. You have been trying. You have been preaching for us. Are you home? I said, no. As I was saying, no, they said, we are at the gate. I followed the back gate and I ran for my life. Now, very important. I'm not trying to claim self-righteous. The Bible says, I will give you a wisdom and a what? That your enemies will not gain a say. You see that? If every time a girl is coming from my house, coming out from my house, discipleship, maybe when she enters, you will hear, blah, 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 blah. What if prayer finish? Say, they don't stop praying. They don't stop praying. Now, maybe I'm counseling, but you are not hearing. And she leaves the house. Tomorrow, another one leaves. Choma leaves. The Ngozi leaves tomorrow. Deborah leaves next tomorrow. And truly, in my heart, there is nothing happening. Before God, I'll be feeling like a righteous man. In fact, I may be crying and saying, God, forgive them. They are condemning your son. Forgive them, for they know not what they do. I'm a foolish child of God. He said, I'll give you a wisdom and a what? That your enemies will not gain a say. In other words, God doesn't want you to even bring anything that will make people question your righteousness. What will it take if they will question your righteousness? Go and do it in school. Go to BS if you are a student. Sit at Union Park. Say, oh yeah, talk your problem. Let me counsel you. Let the whole world be seeing us. I remember one day, a lady came to my... I don't know how she found my house. She came to my house. Who is that, sister? This? Hey! What do you want? So I came to meet you. Something is wrong. My family, something, sickness, blah, blah, blah. I said, okay. And I told my roommate, open the window. He opened the window, raised the curtain up. He raised the curtain, opened the door. He opened the door, sit at the edge of the door. He sat at the edge of the door. Let all the neighbors pass and see us talking. That was the only time I allowed somebody to come to my house. People were passing and just looking at me. Passing and looking at me. They said, Pastor, why you go open the door of your house? Make people see. We never see your house like this. I said, because if it was closed and this lady comes out, you will rejoice that my fall has come. My sister visited one time. The first time she got admission. When she left my house, there was a celebration in my compound. People came to me. Man of God, welcome to the hood. I said, what is welcome to the hood? We have been doubting if you are a man. Today, it is evident that you are a man. I say, how, brother? He said, man of God, why are you doing like you don't know? A lady left your house today now. See the whole compound. See our faces. We've been wondering. I entered the house. They followed me. He came. I carried our picture, family picture. I say, see this one. He said, does she look like the one that left today? He said, yeah, yeah, yeah. Now, my second sister, the one where they follow me, number two. Are you hearing me? He said, yes. I said, now take the news to everybody. Are you listening to me? In God's heart, he's not thinking that this man should toss anybody. God wants you to pastor everybody equally. Listen, let me tell you something very powerful. Do you know that as a pastor, it is possible? We are not foolish people. As we are discipling everybody, men and women, we know when women are liking us. Sometimes, not every time. Some can hide it. We know. You just be in school, some will call you, they want to give you the whole world. Some will be sowing some kind of seed that you know that this seed is unto death. Some will call you and say, are you at home? You say, yes. Say, I'm bringing this thing for you. No, I'm not at home. Pastor, why are you doing like this? It's just a harmless gift. We have seen different situations. In fact, we have preached before, people are cutting eye for us in the congregation. We have seen different things. I'm not trying to brag. But does it mean that I should pursue those people as members? Does it mean that you, this lady looking at me like that, stand up and leave this church? You can, God will never allow you. Satan cannot use you to finish me. Leave this church now, are you stupid? It can happen. You got to be discipled. That's why being a pastor's wife is a calling. If you can't do it, don't come. My wife sees me here every time people come. You see me, hey there, bless you. Sometimes I hug, sometimes I shake. Sometimes I want to shake, some self will hug you. You see us talking here. She'll just be looking. And she'll be smiling. And she'll be happy to, when they hug me, they'll come and hug her. Now, if you were not called to be a pastor's wife, you have a problem with me. Serious problem. Why is that girl smiling too much when she's hugging you? What kind of rubbish is that? That's why before we marry, we pray to God. But what am I trying to say? While they are liking us like that, we can't say, okay, this one is liking me, let me take advantage of her. No! What do? We still get them discipled. A few times I've called people and told them that this thing cannot work. So what is it, Pastor? It can work. I'm your pastor. So listen to the word of the Lord. Are you guys listening to me tonight? This is a generation that can cause revival to happen. And listen, this is a function of what Jesus has done for us. It is not of my own strength. Of my own, I can do. If I never understood the word of God, I can't become the man I'm telling you about this wonderful evening. The first thing is not to be disciplined. I hear people say, be disciplined. You can't be disciplined outside the word. You can be disciplined unto death. In fact, you can be disciplined until you see your speck. Your discipline will expire. It's only God that can help any man. Outside God, we are nothing. Are you listening to me? The Bible says, by strength shall no man what? Prevail. He said, Timothy, if you love God and the people, pay attention to doctrine. Not high-sounding nonsense. Do you know there's high-sounding nonsense? Mysteries of Aaron's gate. Mysteries of the fifth heaven. Are you okay? The realm of the immortals. There's such a realm that when you get to, God does not forgive sin. He kills you. Something must be wrong with you. I heard a teaching like that. I showed my wife. The painful thing is that people stood up and said, yes, sir. So there's a realm you get to that God does not forgive your sin. He kills you. I would have been preaching to probably 5 people in this place right now. And some people are hungry for that realm. If there's a realm like that, it's better to be wise and avoid the realm. You say, it's realm of immortal, where God kills people when they sin. No, just leave the realm. No, it's a higher realm. No, leave higher realm. It's not every higher thing that is meant for everybody. What is a lie? There's nothing like that. Are you listening to me? But do I believe in perfection? Yes. Is there a realm where God kills people when they make mistakes? No. Stop painting a wrong picture about God. We will only cause revival if we are assembled together, church. Are you listening to me? I'm done with my sermon. That's the only way we can cause revival. That's the only way. Stop this haphazard Christianity where in Makurdi, it looks like there is little or no impact because of scatter Christianity. Anywhere program is, everybody is there. Anywhere concert is, everybody is there. Anywhere there is vigil, everybody is there. When I get vigil for another church, oh man, let's go. With whistle. When they are teaching Bible, somebody has already, look, oh boy, I don't tire, I want to go house. They are teaching Bible. But when they are playing music, they will carry their whistle. Carry me, they go, where are you going to? You don't want to know the word of God, how do you grow? When they are teaching Bible, when they are praying, you have run for your life. Then they pray for that church, and only God help me today, my waist nearly scatter. When we started night vigils here, you remember when we started, some people were falling here. I did not lay hands on them. They say nobody will see that. Boy. I say, carry him up, let him continue. There's something that needs to break for something to arrange. Jacob, God had to break something so that he will become another man. Are you listening to me? And I told them, nobody will sit down in this place. Where I was raised in prayer, if you sit down, it's more like a sin. We can't be praying and you sit down. We'll report you to our spiritual father. So he's sitting down. He's cheating everybody in this place. So it's not only him that is wise. You see that? You can't be in the spirit, lie down, say you are seeing trance. In our prayer, I saw trance the first time I started praying under my spiritual father. I was praying and I fell down into real trance. I mean, I was really translated into sleep. I was sleeping my life out. He now touched me. I said, yes, sir. Libro, Shebo, come. I will never forget. He said, what do you see, son? He was just playing along. I said, I see 9 cups. He said, yeah, we are 9. When I woke up, when I turned out, he was laughing. Then he just changed my name to 9 Cups. I lied. Because he caught me red-handed. I know a friend were praying. As we were praying, he started praying for the person leading the prayer to stop praying. We're in the 6th hour. I'm telling you. We did not move. This hour we heard a... He said, make we pray. May God stop that spirit. The thing was not stopping. Do you know what he said? I don't know how to explain to them that my friend is dying. That's how he felt. Why? Do you know the other people say it's the Holy Ghost? We not held our. We left him there and held our hands. I was the only one that knew it's not the Holy Ghost. But you see, the beautiful thing is that he now slept off like he was in trance. I see. That's how he slept off. Are you listening to me tonight? But listen, it was painful, but they are worth it. Those prayers are worth it. Are you listening to me? I told somebody one time, I said, even if I don't pray, I have prayed plenty prayers. But I'm still praying. I've prayed plenty prayers that will carry me for 20 years. We used to pray those days, 3 days stretch. I remember one time, you were not in that prayer, but you know, cut it. We're praying 3 days. And I said, I don't think you have ever heard this, you know, but let me confess it to you. I said my mother was calling me. And I fake call. I said, they are calling my mom. That's how I ran for my life. As I was going, I was saying, no. We leave to fight another day. That's how I was. Second day, prayer have not stopped. No food. I said, no, me, I cannot do it, though. It's true. God likes to save people. I can't do it. The first day I tried 3 days dry fasting, they said spiritual growth. They did not say spiritual run. It's spiritual growth. I tried 3 days fasting. Second day, my sister, she did not really offend me. I was not happy with myself. I was looking for somebody to help me break the fast. On the second day, I took Jolly Juice. Hunger wanted to kill me. You know, I thought I was cheating people by taking Jolly Juice. Cold water, I poured the Jolly Juice inside. Like Coke. As I drink, the hunger intensified. So I just got offended. I walked towards the kitchen. And my sister said, Pastor, how far the fast? I said, stop talking to me like that. What's wrong with you? Why are you mocking the things of God? So not be fight now. But this fast, they enter you. I said, you are very stupid. In fact, I've broken my fast. Give me food. We're not supposed to insult while we're fasting. Give me food. What are you not talking about? I would have died. I was feeling dead. It's called spiritual growth. But you know what? With time, on campus they know. I fast from Thursdays to Saturdays for almost the whole semester on dry. No food. You see me preaching in one place, my neck is out, my belly is inside. My uncle called my mother several times. He said, all the trousers is not fitting him again. I was now used to it. That's why when I see people growing, I'm excited. Nobody can impress me with prayer. Nobody on the earth can impress me with prayer. Nobody can come to me and is impressing me with fasting. Don't kill yourself. There was somebody following me that time. He said, anything you do, prophet, will follow you and do. He didn't know I've been preparing before I came to BSU. I said, I want to go for 3 days dry. I started first day. He followed me. Second day, we were praying. His voice reduced. I said, my brother, are you okay? He said, Habba. I'm okay. Very, very okay. I said, no problem. We were praying in the night. He stood up. He could not sleep. He started vomiting saliva. I said, is everything okay, my brother? He said, Pastor, it's not like I can't do this, you know. But I think God is instructing me to eat right now. I said, my brother, I heard that voice too. What do you feel like eating? We started with fruit. If you see how that boy was consuming, he was redeeming the wasted days. You know, some people fast like that. They redeem wasted days. Wasted hours. Morning food. Keep my own for cooler. Afternoon. No, don't forget to keep my beans in the cooler. In the evening, they keep 3 coolers. Start with morning. Go to afternoon. Finish with night. And begin to budge. It's called spiritual growth. Don't think that if you don't pray 2 hours now, God will kill you. See, make sure you start with an hour first. And if you have been doing 1 hour for like 2 years, brother, you are too old. Now enter into 2 hours, 3 hours. Grow in it. Let don't allow somebody to say, if you cannot pray in tongues and you are 26, you are an... when you hear the thing... Move on, just don't kill yourself. You have not prayed how many hours, even said 20 hours. You are just born again and you are 26. They are not telling you to pray 20 hours. I tell you, it is prayer unto death. Let me tell you something. You can pray and your intestine is shrinking. People don't know this truth too. Have you ever prayed that you start coughing blood? Have you ever prayed It was not necessary for you to have done that prayer. When I say we pray, I pray till I cough blood. You not think it's the blood that brought the power. See, it's God's mercy. But of course, if you are not praying, your own has finished. Your own is even worse. You should be praying. People that are not praying now, they are happy. They say, hey, it's God's mercy. It's not his prayer. You that is not praying, you are even worse. We have not even started. We don't even understand your case yet. You ought to be praying. God did not remove prayer in the New Testament. Prayer is the common denominator for manifestation through the Old Testament toward the New Testament. You want to say manifestation in the Old and the New, you ought to pray. The revelation has come. Prayer is becoming one with this revelation so that it becomes your reality. The first time Pastor Anne prayed in this church, I think it was 5 minutes. Is it 5 minutes? She called me that she wanted to pray. I said, pray in tongues. She prayed. She said she thought it was over 3 hours. When she opened her eyes, it was just 5 minutes. She said, sir, I'm tired. My stomach is paining me. I cannot do again. I said, daughter, God bless you. God have heard all of your prayer. My goodness, 5 minutes is not a joke. She was so excited. I told her 5 minutes is not a joke. Of course, before prayer, it was like time at 30 seconds she has finished praying. But now that she's a Christian, 5 minutes is not a joke. I told her the next day, try something else. She tried again. She went 30 minutes. She celebrated the 30 minutes. I was joining her to celebrate. In my heart, I'm like, what is this one? But I was joining her. Now she can stretch. If I tell her to lead this prayer now, she will take you people for straight 6 hours. But there was a time she could not pray 30 minutes. You now, you just started this thing. You want to compete with somebody that have been practicing this thing daily. Somebody is praying every day. You now say, that brother, they feel himself too much. I want to show him something. Then saying, go 20 hours. Watch me do something. Watch me. Rabbi, you are killing yourself. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? Somebody has been fasting all of his life. He can go 3 days stretch. He can go 7 days stretch. You want to start 7 days from the base. Or God, you will die. Are you listening to me? You will die. Even if they say Yakub will manage, you can't manage this one. I know what I'm telling you. You will feel like you want to die and you die. Grow in these things. Let nobody. You see, sometimes you go to Facebook, some people are praying, they are doing like they want to open their chest. You too, you want to start copying. What are they taking me for? I'm not a smaller human being. Me too, I'm a principality. They say, pray now, you have opened your chest. What if it's here? Calm down. Who are you trying to impress? You don't want now, they rush you to hospital. Calm down. You don't even know how that thing came about. You have folded your hand. You know what are you folding hand for, brother? Why are you, people are for you, might do like this. Why are you folding it? We used to know you to pray like this. Now because you have washed up to your face, you have put your hand like this. And anywhere you go, if they don't do like that, they are not praying. They are spiritual babes. We're coming to college this evening. I played Benny Hinn for him. They were worshiping for 1 hour. Holy Spirit, thou art welcome me. I said, courage, can you stay in this atmosphere? He started laughing. I said, you'll be tired. 1 hour. Everybody's like this. Holy Spirit, thou art. Hymns in our churches, our Orthodox churches, what they are singing. Oh Lord, my God, when I'm in awesome wonder. Sing, people, sing, people, sing, people. The Holy Ghost is here. I say, if Benin come to Africa, there will be problem. Because when he said, oh Lord, my God, you start hearing, bah! You'll be like, ushers, is there any problem in this place? We've not ascended to that. What is happening? I saw a man of God recently. He did a crusade in Abuja. He was leading prayer. When he saw how people were shaking, he told us, tell them to stop that nonsense. He started calling on stage. Tell them to stop that rubbish. When I saw it, I was just laughing. Because you see, sometimes, you know, I remember years ago, a friend called me to go to Ekiti. I said, for what? He said, there's a mountain. That I should come, let's climb the mountain and touch mantles. I said, why? He said, there's something we need to carry for our generation. I said, I'm in Christ. I've carried everything. Yes, I don't need to go to any mountain. You think I'm trying to say rubbish? It's not rubbish. I don't condemn people. I told him, when you go and come back, come and meet me here. But for me, I'm not going anywhere. I've never climbed a mountain to pray. I'm not advising you to not climb. If you want to climb, go and climb. But the Bible says true worship is not on any mountain nor in any city. The Bible says true worship is in the spirit. That's what the Bible said. Worship God in the spirit and in what? Truth. In the root, it means the spirit through truths. Meaning it is through Jesus you are qualified to worship God in the spirit. Are you listening to me tonight? Very important. If you want to see the glory of God in this New Testament, stay with the word. Kenneth Hagin said something before he died. Kenneth Copeland copied it. He said, I'm seeing all my brothers, they are doing wonderful things, but you know why I'll still be here? He was the last God's general that died, Kenneth Hagin. He said, because I'm standing on the word and my ministry will be relevant for generations. It is true. See, today they have Rema Bible School. It is even in Makodi now. You can go there and have your theology and the rest. You see, but many of the people he started with, we don't even know where their ministries are today. As powerful as Azusa Street Revival is, there is no church affiliated to Azusa Street Revival. There's no place you go and say, this is the church that bettered that revival. You can see it. You see that? Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? Am I saying that God did not do something powerful? He did something powerful. But there must be order, there must be system. It must be based on the word. We see Kenneth Copeland today. Simple. You see him on his table taking coffee and saying things. And saying things that are so basic for some Christians. They are deeper than what Kenneth Copeland is saying. Very deeper. They will hear Kenneth Copeland. No. We have to go deeper. He's talking about the will of God. The last message I heard him preach, he said, the power of God and the glory of God is where the will of God is. He said, the power of God is already waiting for you where the will of God is. I saw like 64 likes. I started shaking my head. Such a powerful truth with 64 likes. But when you say something like, in the realm of the immortals, men of the speech, are there just say something, just add immortal, add something, just put something, ascend. That's all. Yet he's such a powerful man of God that has done wonders for God. You know Andrew Womack? He has raised many people back to life. You'll be watching the man on TV. He's just with his coffee with his wife. They are talking. And you'll be talking in so casual. I raised my wife back to life. She's here looking at me. Honey, tell them. How was it? What did you see in the realm of the spirit? I raised one of my sons too back to life. I mean, why casual about this thing? There are some of us that will have that testimony, my goodness. We'll be like, Pastor, what just happened there? Man of God, sir, prophet, sir. The guy died. He was in the spirit. And he saw you, sir. And you say, sir, come back to the earth. What are you not talking about? Everybody! And this man of God is just telling casually. He said, when they said that she died, they came and they were greeting me and were telling me, and we are sorry for the loss of your wife. He told all of them to leave his house. He started singing and praising the Lord. Singing praise songs. Got to the place. The doctor was about to talk to him. He said, don't touch me. Go outside. Went to his wife and said, honey, in the name of Jesus, come back to life. And when he just blew breeze in her, she just sneezed. And came back to life. You see, it's like movie. And she came back to life. The word of God is no respecter of any man. Be shouting nonsense. It is only truth that work. Where there is truth, there's what? Liberty. The truth will what? Make free. Are you listening to me tonight? You want the revival? Stand with truth. Not high sounding nonsense. So mightily grew the word of God in the city of Ephesus. Not confusion, not concerts. The word of God. It grew in a city. The church prevailed. If you want to be a serious Christian, let's prove it. Carry your Bible and enter the streets. To show you how serious this problem is, how many of you, the last few days, have carried your Bible and entered the street to preach to people? Evangelist Renard Bonnke, before he died, he said, I don't care how prayerful a people are. If they let them pray 17 hours, 20 hours, if they don't carry their Bible and preach, that power will not be contacted by human beings. They must go out and preach. It is very minimal, that case in our days, to even not go so far. How many of you were interfaced by somebody saying, I want to tell you about Jesus, the last 7 days? Did anybody tell you that they want to tell you about Jesus? That's how terrible the condition is. Nobody's going out for evangelism again. We are there showing a lot of things on Facebook like that's Christianity. We are not practicing the real Christianity. No more discipleship programs. People are not going out in their masses to preach the gospel. I tell you, if all of you seated there before I close will tell yourself, I'll win 30 souls in BSU, in your place of work, in Unia Greek, before this month is over, before next month is over, you are bigger than people who are shouting on Facebook without improving on anybody's life. The Bible says, he that winneth a soul is wise, is as the stars of heaven. Are you listening to me tonight? Are you listening to me tonight? Go out there and make disciples from all nations. Make up your mind. I will add to the kingdom. And how do you prove that the kingdom is making progress? You will not try to see the kingdom. God, let me see the kingdom. Let me see how it's making progress. The blueprint for the kingdom for you is your local church. As you add souls, if you add 30, you can boast and say, I've added 30 people to God's kingdom. Because you are seeing them in your church. Are you listening to me tonight? I tell you, if everybody will face their local church, if everybody will pay attention to the church, the kind of revival we'll see in this nation will blow our minds. If we are just ready to become true Christians, discipled Christians, not the one that just come on Sunday and sit down, we'll see revival. I can tell you a lot of times you see people gathered, only probably few, very few have been discipled. Very few. It's time to wake up. Because I submit to you, finally, there is heaven and hell. You can argue all your life. People are living like, you know, recently I saw somebody, a singer, is it Chiki or something, boasting about sleeping with somebody's wife. I'm wondering what is happening to our generation. He's boasting about it, that he did not carry her. I know, I just came across the video and I was really surprised. I'm wondering, why are people this careless with so much pomposity? Why are people careless like this? You say, check the comment section, people are writing rubbish. Anybody can talk his mind. What is happening to our generation? Hallelujah to Jesus. Wrong things happening here and there. Why? We lack discipleship training. Listen, there's heaven and hell. I'm ending with this again. There's heaven and hell. I told somebody argue with me years ago. He said, whatever I do in the flesh does not matter. I said, this is no argument. If you have mind, do it till you die. It's not a matter of argument. I said, I'm not arguing rubbish with anybody. I said, if you have mind, live like this till you die. We'll see which side of eternity will rise. They don't used to argue some things. They said, no. Whatever you do does not matter. Even if I sleep with somebody's wife, I'll still make heaven. Do it, please. Paul said that I don't want to be a castaway. That when I'm done preaching the gospel, I myself become a castaway. So I check myself daily. You can imagine the apostle of God speaking that, saying that. See, I'm not trying to say one holiness, rubbish, extremist message. No. Jesus has given us all that we need for what? And what? We are so much capacitated to sin. Partakers of his divine nature. We have all it takes not to walk in sin. I'm not trying to boast in the flesh. God has done too much for you to sin. He has done too much for you to fall a prey to the devil. Make up your mind. It is only the word of God that can make you free. Not high-sounding nonsense. Paul warned Timothy against doctrines of devils. He called them old wife fables. There was a doctrine like that. Old wife fables. They'll just come for a while, they'll stop. There was a time they say there's something like spiritual genealogy. It has stopped. Another time they come, they say Adam is not the first man. There was a man, but Adam is the first man created in God's image. You are hearing it. They are keeping quiet small. Some theologians have wired them. There is nothing like that. Saying things that have no spiritual base. And with time, it just wears off. Leaving the people confused. The man have repented. He's not telling you that he was wrong. The Bible said in 1 Corinthians 15, he said, the first man, Adam. Adam, the first man. You can add to the scripture. God did not have any stupid human being upon the face of earth before he created Adam. Adam was the first of humanity that ever hit the earth. Are you listening to me? So that you don't stop thinking aliens. There are some aliens on the earth. There are some beings. There is nothing like that. That's rubbish. The Bible calls it high-sounding nonsense in the NLT's rendition of Colossians 2. I think verse 9 or 10. Are we together tonight? So make up your mind. If you know the truth, you will stand tall forever. The word of God can endure forever. You want to run out of addiction, stay with the word. You want to run out of any weakness, stay with the word of God. If you stay with the word, Pastor Chris says, you will what? Come out with a testimony. War with the word. Lord, my life can never remain like this again. I'm changing. I've been bought with a price. I am who the word of God says I am. It's a mirror. War with it. It will change your life. It may look so basic, but war with it. John 3:16 may look so basic. War with it. Stop going for irrelevant things. I tell you, this is how we gave our fathers of faith were giving birth to. See the big revelations we are saying. Have you ever seen Paradebo come out and saying he's breaking some kind of things that we are even saying some of us today? But he will just tell you, I hear Baba say somebody is having twins next year. And next year, people will just come with plenty twins. Have you not seen it before? Why will he believe a generation claiming they are new? And the only proof that they are new is dyed hair, earrings. A man bore his nose, bore his ear, and he's shouting, I've been free in Christ. One cross, two hearts. That's the only proof you are free. I heard Paradebo, he said this was. He said, even if an angel comes to me and tell me that that guy wearing a ring should minister on this altar, I'll tell the angel, get out from this place back to heaven. That's if it comes from heaven. They said, no, we dress like them to change them. It's not your dressing that changed the world. It's the gospel that changes the world. It's the gospel that is the power of God unto what? Salvation to all that believe. Not your dressing. Don't misunderstand, Paul. Your dressing cannot change anybody. You can dress like this and change the world. Come here. Let them see you. I hear a generation shouting and saying that we are the new revivalists. With crazy jeans and crazy hair and crazy everything, saying God is raising revivalists like this. There is nothing like that. I heard somebody saying that me, my call is in the club. There is nothing like that. That's Satan speaking through that voice. An author of confusion. God can never send you and say, go and enter a club and sit and change people. Listen, are you listening to me? Is it only club? Are the people sleeping in club? What are you going to perform in club? He said, avoid all appearances of evil. You can be outside when they are passing, they will hear you. Are you listening to me? They can be in their house, you go and meet them there. You want to go and do evangelism, you are entering inside a club and say, stop, I want to talk to you people. Avoid it. Let's not be confused in this generation. God is not raising anybody like that. As a matter of fact, he said, I will not put new wine in what? Old wineskin. That doesn't mean old religion. Wrong ideologies. God will not put new wine inside it. Some people think that old wineskin simply means dressing all this holiness dressing. It's a lie. Some people who are claiming to understand righteousness are behaving wrongly out of their mind. A man is boring his nose, boring his ear, and they say, who are you? You say, I've been free indeed. With a lot of chains on your body. Let's be sincere with ourselves. That thing is not Christianity. It's just this vibe, this youthful absorberance. It's not Christianity. Will you die if you dress like this? As a lady, will you die? If why are you arguing that you have to do those things? Okay, don't do them if it's nothing. I bought 3 ears. What is there? Jesus loves me. Okay, don't bought 3 ears. What is there? Jesus still loves you. There are irrelevant matters to be arguing about. Paul said, let us dress in what? Modest apparels. That's why we are making noise, no impact in this generation. Look at our fathers of faith. Talk about living faith. Talk about redeemed. See the numbers of people there. On account of one man, his consecration with God. In our generation, there's no grace name we have not heard for a church. It takes 3 years before you know they caught the pastor doing this. When did you hear they caught Bishop Hillipo doing something? When did you hear that they caught Paradebo doing something? When did you hear that they caught Pastor Chris doing something? They are still standing so strong for the Lord. And we're coming with rubbish doctrine. Whatever I do in the flesh does not matter. Rubbish doctrine from hell. Demonic doctrine. This doctrine is the reason I lost a lot of friends. Thank God some of them have come back to me and they have attested that they were a mistake. And I'm not using that to mock them. Thank God for their lives. But I lost a lot of friends because of this belief. Years ago in Kaduna, I said, I don't believe this rubbish. They said, we will not follow you. I said, no problem. Some of them left. They were supposed to come to Makodi. They left. They said, they are not coming again. But now they are coming back because nothing can be done against but for the truth. So like I said, there's hello. And that's not my kind of person, but I will tell you, it's the truth of scriptures. There's hell. As you are making mouth and saying, whatever you do in the flesh, and whatever we do there, no, not that there is hell. And I tell you the truth, if you are living in sin, Satan has easy access to killing you. Some ladies, as we are speaking, they died in a hotel doing hookup. Where are they today? They'll say the sin of the lady is on the man's head that killed them. All those stupid ideas, it does not work with God. They are simply in hell. Are you listening to me? With all due respect, you go and die inside a hotel for hookup, they will take off your head and intestine. You are gone forever. Sin will cause Satan to hit you sharp. You are smoking. Who will die early? Me that doesn't smoke and you that smoke, who will die? I know some smokers now who post this will tell us, see, I'm 86 still counting. I smoke. I can boldly tell you it's a coincidence. Because most smokers don't reach that age. We're playing football. Somebody was playing with us. He was running. He smokes very well. He was running this high. He just hooked. We started laughing like, you know, some people say, Michael Jackson, why did you hook like that? This is how this guy went to the ground. Boom. Before we rush him, he has died. What was the problem? Cardiac arrest, whatsoever they call it. He smokes too much. Everything finished. The mother cried. Everybody cried. He's gone. Did you see that? Somebody is drinking anyhow. They are warning you. There's liver cancer. Something that all of a sudden, I told you people about intestinal acrobatics in medicine. Your intestine is wearing off. You are dying so much more. You are calling it flexing. That your father handed the mantle of drinking to you. You want to die like your father? Instead of to correct your father, you want to be like your father. My father does not drink today. Years ago, he gave me something to drink. I will say it here. He said, son, test. I said, for what? He said, what is wrong with you? Are you not a man? My friend, take this thing. I said, I'm not collecting. That's alcohol. I will not drink. He said, look at this one. What are you claiming? I said, I will not drink, sir. I'm not drinking. I walked out. My mother saw me later. She said, good boy. Great man. She predicted it. When she came to Makodi and saw I was preaching, she called my father. She said, you need to see your son. This boy is spiritual than you. Very spiritual. How did we give birth to this boy? We never knew Simon. I saw Simon kwachien you. My heart caught. I couldn't believe it. Now they're excited. I disobeyed them very well to be here. Are you listening to me? Small disobedience. Before I say, pastor thought that they disobeyed parents to be here. You're on your own. I never said that. Some side. Are you listening to me? Some of you, your parents are justified for what they are telling you to do. Don't do it. Are you listening to me tonight? Very important. So there's hell, there's heaven. As I close, I'm telling you, if you don't want to serve God and you are living anyhow, as we are talking now, you finish and go to a man's house. As we are talking now, you go and camp a beep. I'm telling you, what if you die in the sea? Where will you go to? Sometimes I feel like people are joking with this God. That's why I used to talk like this sometimes. You are going to see a man, Okada now kill you. Where will you go to? There's hell. Somebody was shouting one day, I don't believe in hell. I said, brother, hell believes in you. They will welcome you very well. So this heaven and hell, they are all fairy tales. No problem. Speak English for us. Shebi, you have gone to UK. You will talk when you get there. Are you listening to me? There is such a thing as hell. All this disobedient rubbish Paul predicted. He said in the last days, children will be so disobedient, doing rubbish. It's a sign of the end time. They will not pay attention to authority. There is hell. All those kissing, small kissing, there is hell. You have not married, you are touching, tapping current. There is hell. See, pastor, that's a light sin. It's not that serious. You will see now. Should we bet? There is hell. Are you listening to me? Repent tonight. Jesus loves you. He's calling you. He's calling you. He's calling you. Are you listening to me? I mean every word I'm telling you tonight. He's calling you. You want God to use you. When do you think you will leave that addiction? If you keep on pampering that sin, you will never leave it. He that conciliates a sin is destroyed by the sin. Come out open and say, God, help me. Don't be pretending. Are you listening to me tonight? Because truly there's such a thing as hell. The power of God is bigger than hell, meanwhile. It's very bigger than hell. If you understand the power of God, hell can never become your destination. We are not scared until the day of his coming. Because what? As he is, so are we where? In this present world. The power of God is too much for you to finally find yourself in hell. So tonight, as you hear the word, harden not your heart. Tell your neighbor it's revival or nothing. And be on your feet as we pray in the spirit. Lift your hands and just bless the name of the Lord. Go ahead and bless his name.
I am sure you were blessed by these words of life and peace from Prophet Simon Thomas. Get transformed by the truth of God's Word by visiting and following our social media handles at Glory Carriers Ministry International, and get more messages at www.embassyofglory.com. Also, worship with us on Tuesdays by 5 p.m. and Sundays, first service by 8 a.m. and second service by 10:15 a.m. at Sheraton Hotels beside Benue State House of Assembly, Mukherjee, Benue State. God bless you.